Hello everybody, welcome to episode 88 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on the 18th of November 2008. Right then, now to talk about something that happened ages ago. When did it happen? It happened on the 3rd of April 2008. You may think, am I speaking about something that happened that long ago? Well, I'll sort of tell you that now. So this is me and Mike were out walking his landlady's dogs, and some twat, well, yeah, decided to be twat, basically. He sort of had a dog with him, sort of a big dog you wouldn't want to argue with, and basically sort of start winding the dog up, and then basically let it off his lead and sort of shouted kill and sent it off towards me and Mike. Basically, this is much of the memories that happened that long ago, but basically it ended up going to court. Me and Mike were meant to attend court on such and such a date a while ago, but for some reason it didn't happen. And then something else happened, and basically he's been charged with, well, I don't even know what the hell it's section 40, what the hell section's 40 is, I have no idea, but basically he was sentenced to imprisonment, 2 weeks suspended for 18 months, ordered to an 18 month community order, and ordered to undertake 60 hours of unpaid work, basically. So that was quite good, but I didn't want to be kept at 4 in case we had to go to court and it became nasty or he didn't get proven guilty, whatever. But I won't say who it was or anything, that's basically quite good that happened. What else have I been up to? Oh yeah. So that's on some sort of semi-good news, on to some bad news that really did sort of irritate me at the time when I got the letter. It's basically, I got the letter last week from where I work, basically saying that after Christmas, for months, they're going to be cutting back from 3 nights down to 4 nights. And of course, like everybody else, they are blaming the credit crunch and all that lot. But it's sort of a bit irritating. They're saying you can use your holiday pay up to cover it, but then I'd planned to use that holiday pay to cover something else. I know it's only 4 nights I'll be down, but then the way that's like week's wages I'm gonna have to find, so it means I'm gonna have to spend £100 somewhere, whatever it is, less somewhere else, and then it means that place of less money spending it'll get even worse. So it means now up till Christmas I've got a lot of money to try and save up. So that sort of irritated me a little bit. Now on to some other stuff that I've been up to at the dog shack, which is a bit more fun, because every year for children in need we all dress up. So, one year we recently we've done Cops and Robbers, which is good fun. We've also done, I'm trying to think now. Can't even remember what it was now. I'm trying to think, I'm not getting anywhere. Oh well. Anyway, this year we had a wine theme night, which was really good. So basically, lots of people went and sort of wearing a wine clothes, sort of really loud shirts and sort of like flowers and everything else. But I said you didn't have to wear that sort of stuff if you didn't want to. So I basically went in wearing O'Neill board sorts, sort of nice funky green ones, and an O'Neill wetsuit top. I did sort of think about maybe wearing a full wetsuit, but I thought, well, probably not a good idea because I get stupidly hot. I was going to wear it, somebody else at work decided to wear it, but then he decided to wear something else, so it never happened, but as I said, I'm glad because I would have got stupidly hot. If you want to watch some videos of what I wore, I'm now starting to do video blogs as well, so if you want to watch them, they're on YouTube, of course. So if you go to youtube.com/GSValentine, that's GSValentine, you'll see them. So again, if you do watch, you want to watch them in the correct order, just see what I was thinking about wearing, what I actually did end up wearing. And I think that's basically it for this podcast. Sorry it's not a bit more interesting, but I just thought I'd better keep you up a bit up to date what I've been up to since I did my last one. So I'll speak to you all soon. Bye bye for now. Bye.